The trust problem? Opt-out movements, fake think tanks, and collapsing benchmarks. Rick Manlius's AI, DR piece argues that a compounding degradation of information quality is underway. AI systems increasingly summarize content that was itself AI-generated, laundering original source material through successive layers of abstraction. Hacker News engineers responding in the comments described recognizing this experience firsthand, reading model output and sensing it had passed through multiple rounds of automated processing. The 918 upvote response the piece's authors suggested reflects power users actively developing norms of avoidance, a dynamic with significant implications for AI product retention strategies. A separate story from Responsible Statecraft alleged that researchers had identified a fabricated policy organization, complete with a professional website, attributed scholars with no verifiable academic records, and policy papers taking specific positions on Middle East issues, reportedly created to seed AI training pipelines with particular viewpoints. The story received 601 upvotes and 371 comments. The underlying vulnerability, commenters noted, is that large language models are trained on web-scraped data at a scale that precludes the credibility audits a human researcher might perform, checking for conference presence, verifiable publication histories, or Wikipedia entries. Completing the trilogy, an essay by Dan Liu, cataloged under the term benchmarkpocalypse, documented systematic failures in AI model evaluation. The failure modes Liu identified include training data contamination, where models are inadvertently trained on benchmark test sets, Goodhart's law dynamics, where labs optimize for the metric rather than the underlying capability, and benchmark rot, where standards that were meaningful 2 years ago no longer discriminate meaningfully between frontier models. The practical implication: when a press release claims a model scores 87.3% on a named benchmark, there is often little basis for knowing whether that figure reflects genuine capability or benchmark-specific optimization, a problem that affects procurement decisions, regulatory frameworks, and academic research alike. All three stories share a common structure. Systems designed assuming good faith inputs are being stress-tested by adversarial or degenerate ones, whether the input layer in question is AI training data, benchmark test sets, or end-user information diets, the integrity of that layer is under pressure in ways that were not fully anticipated at design time.